now just go ahead and close your eyes for a moment and drop your jaw and just think, duh. Relax. Good. And now go ahead and inhale through your mouth. So take a nice deep breath in and then exhale through your mouth. Good. And just to differentiate the two, we're going to have silent in, but when you exhale, make it like it's hot steam coming out. Okay. So let's do that one more time. Nice ah. Breathe in and exhale all the way through to the end of the breath. Good. And again, just as a quickie reminder, the optimal way to get the breath in, of course, is to release this as you're doing, so that opens the throat. You want to give a little tuck to the pelvis, right, because that starts to pull on the rib cage muscles and it starts to spread the ribs.
Okay.
And once those ribs start spreading, that's what causes that big diaphragm muscle to start pulling down, and that will pull the air in for you automatically so that you don't have to suck in.
Yeah.
The diaphragm sucks in for you.
Okay.
So it's what I always call it is drop, tuck, and then the last step is the tucking is not enough to completely open the ribs. So of course you have to help that along by pushing out. Okay? So if you think of those three steps, drop, tuck, expand, it'll happen perfectly. So drop, tuck, open, you get that nice low silent breath, and now exhale all the way through to the end of the breath, keeping the chest up, the knees unlocked, and the rear slightly tucked. And all of those things are what I call the magic trio, as you may remember from class. When the chest is up, the pelvis is slightly tucked, that engages, oh, and the knees are unlocked, that engages your abs. So as you're singing, your abs automatically will engage against the diaphragm. As your diaphragm is trying to come back up, it's gonna bump into those abs, and those abs are gonna resist it even further.
Nice.
So basically we have three sources of support. Once you get your ribs open, you wanna keep pressure on them, not let them collapse, which we're gonna do in a second. The second source of the support is the posture. As long as we have chest up, knees unlocked, rear tucked, which you can do even when you're sitting, those abs will stay automatically engaged. You don't even have to think about it. A lot of singers make the mistake of trying to
just
yank them in,
you
know, and then that creates other imbalances. If you just have the right posture to begin with, the abs just do their thing gracefully and subtly, and you don't even have to think about it. All right, and then the third source of support is not only do we want to push out and resist the collapse of the ribs, but we want to push down as well. So most singing teachers describe breath support as out and down, because that's what you consciously have to do. Unconsciously, the abs pull up and in.
Okay.
But it's that resistance between this and this. It's all these different muscles are getting leverage on your diaphragm so it doesn't come back up too fast and expel all your air.